During the time of Jesus, we find that wine was transported in wineskins and wine was stored in clay jars. The transportation was done in wineskins because it was easier and lighter during those days. Now, the Jews were people who stuck to the five books of the law, the Torah, the five books in the Old Testament. And they were people who stuck to the ritual purity, especially the Pharisees. They were hardcore and rigid in the laws. And for that very reason, they used to torment the people who were not able to completely follow the laws. Jesus is questioning this behavior of the Pharisees with the word of new wine and wineskins. We know that the wineskins, when it gets old, the leather or the animal skin gets more rigid as it gets old. So there is lesser flexibility. In the new wineskins, when the new wine is poured, there is a fermentation that takes place. And this fermentation causes the wineskins to expand, which results in a flexible character of the wineskins. So if the old wineskins are not able to be flexible, they start bursting. And that's what Jesus tells the people of that time in very uncommon language. Now, this was a question about sticking to just the old laws, being rigid, and learning to have flexibility to the will of God, being more flexible to the will of God. Dear friends, this is a question for us. Am I being too rigid in my life? Am I sticking to my own needs and intentions and desires, or am I being flexible to the will of God? Can I know what the will of God is? Can I let Him dwell in me so that I become flexible and be that instrument which God wants me to be? May God bless each one of us.